En toda la historia del mundo, desde que existe la democracia, nunca un proyecto había ganado con la cantidad de votos que hemos ganado este día. Es literalmente el porcentaje más alto de toda la historia. Es la diferencia entre el primer y el segundo lugar más alta en toda la historia.
It was without question historic and epic. The nation of El Salvador re-elected their nationalist populist president in a landslide that utterly pulverized their liberal left-wing opposition. And you're going to get a front row seat on how it all happened and what it means for the future of a new conservative age. Gang, we're going to see how Nayib Bukele is cleaning up corruption in El Salvador, but you can click on that link below and learn how to stick it to our own establishment by using their corruption against them. And you know exactly what I'm talking about here. Politicians like Nancy Pelosi, they've been getting insider trading secrets for decades now, enabling their returns to beat the market every single year. But thanks to a little-known SEC database, guess what? We can have access to the very same trading secrets that these politicians are privy to. We get to see what stocks corporate CEOs are buying up in real time, and then we get to piggyback on their trades to gain the same advantage for ourselves that Pelosi and the crooks in D.C. have. My friend Ross Givens has been tracking insider trading for years now, and his recommendations have led to investment returns of over 200%. Some have hit as high as nearly 1,500%. And now it's your turn. Click on that link below right now and learn how you too can learn to trade like Pelosi. Click on that link and learn how to gain an insider advantage for yourself today. The streets erupted in celebration upon news that Nayib Bukele, the astonishing nationalist populist president of El Salvador, won re-election in an absolutely historic landslide. When all the votes were counted, Bukele won the unprecedented 85% of the vote. And his party, called the New Ideas Party, a hardcore nationalist populist party, they appear to have won virtually every seat in their national legislature. Now, obviously, we're seeing a political dominance here that's utterly astonishing. And let's just say the legacy media isn't very happy about it. Nope, they weren't happy at all. The ultra-neo-libs over at The Economist ran with the headline, "After Nayib Bukele's crushing unconstitutional victory, what next?" That's right, man. You know what he did was this weekend. This was totally unconstitutional. That's why 85% of the population was all for it. I mean, we're all for democracy here at The Economist, except when it doesn't go our way. Or take a look at this from the clowns at CNN. In El Salvador, self-styled world's coolest dictator, Nayib Bukele heads for re-election amid human rights concerns. Even the utterly repulsive Ilhan Omar got into the act. She tweeted out, "I led members of Congress in sending a letter to Secretary Blinken," like that matters. She might as well just send a letter to Mayorkas. Nobody cares. "I led members of Congress in sending a letter to Secretary Blinken urging action on threats to democracy in El Salvador. The State Department must review its relationship with El Salvador and defend democratic values. The Salvadorian people deserve free and fair elections without fear of repression." Not only did Omar get fact-checked by Twitter that a president of El Salvador can, in fact, run for re-election if he wasn't in charge 6 months before assuming office, but Nayib Bukele himself responded, "We are honored to receive your attacks just days before our election. I'd be very worried if we had your support." Attacks coming from a person like you are signs that we're doing something right. And obviously he is. Bukele's re-election comes on the heels of the political earthquake in Argentina some weeks back when the ultra-right Javier Milei, who's often referred to as the Argentinian Trump, he won their presidential election in a massive landslide, defeating their sitting economic minister, Sergio Massa, by double digits. And before that, back in October, the nation of Ecuador voted in a new solid conservative president, 35-year-old Daniel Noboa. He won their presidential election, decisively beating a far-left lunatic candidate who wanted to align Ecuador with Cuba and Venezuela. Before that, the nation of Chile voted overwhelmingly for their so-called hard right or far right that won a massive supermajority for the express purpose of changing their constitution into a far more nationalist, populist, and traditionalist document. But nowhere are we seeing the success of the nationalist populist agenda more than in the nation of El Salvador under the leadership of the amazing President Nayib Bukele. You may have heard about El Salvador's new mega prison or super prison that President Bukele had built to house upwards of 40,000 prisoners at a single time. A few years back, Bukele was a very successful businessman, former mayor of San Salvador. He first ran for president as a populist outsider who campaigned on basically draining the swamp in Salvadorian politics and restoring law and order to what had become one of the single most violent nations on the planet. At one point, El Salvador had the highest murder rate in the entire world, averaging one murder per hour. Drug cartels and gangs literally controlled everything. The government became little more than just a passive spectator. But then with Bukele at the helm, all of that came to a dramatic end. The homicide rate in El Salvador has plummeted. Get this, before Bukele came to power, El Salvador averaged 108 murders per 100,000 inhabitants, one of the highest in the world. The murder rate today has collapsed now to just 8 murders per 100,000. It's dropped by more than 90%, the murder rate. And as you saw, one of the reasons for the dramatic drop in murder rates is Bukele's creation of what's being called a super prison that houses upwards of 40,000 prisoners, many of whom are in prison for the next 40 years for gang-related activity. Bukele's massive crackdown on violent crime has resulted in the arrest of over 64,000 violent criminals, and it's changing El Salvador like never before. And you can see it in Bukele's approval rating. Before the election, he stood at a whopping 90% approval. And now, with 85% of the nation formally behind him, he is hands down one of the single most popular national leaders in the world. Gang, this is the way forward. We're seeing it in our nation. Biden's purposeful ineptitude at the southern border is politically destroying him. Populations want law and order. They're done with the anarcho-tyranny and societal rot of the neoliberal establishment. Restoring order, literally logos, as Jordan Peterson often refers to it, is most certainly a key factor in the blueprint for the political right's ascendance to power all throughout the world. And no one is demonstrating that more effectively and, frankly, more astonishingly than El Salvador's amazing president. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, From the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.